you see that light. That light is in you. It's in your essence, not in the form. Yes?
In relation to thee, it is the moon. And in relation to the people, it is the cloud. In order that the infidel may not see thy face for nothing. In relation to thee, it is the bait. And in relation to the people, it is the trap. In order that the vulgar may not drink of this chosen wine.
Yeah, this is a special one, and it's not for public. This is the point. Right at the beginning, we talked about something that we keep forgetting, because it doesn't feel good, somehow. Exception, not the rule. We are talking about the exception, and exception doesn't accept the rule. It's always exception. Here, he's talking about the exceptionality of this exception. And it's this is it. The light comes to a fellow, that fellow becomes almost invisible, not more visible. This talking is because we are talking about the wine, which is not for public. This is a special one. The public, they will drink this wine and they drive and they go to jail. We are talking about the people who really know the essence of the stuff. Because what do you see? What do you see? Physically, you see like animal will see everything. Human being will see more than that. Human being will look at the fellow and how that fellow is dressed and how she's sitting and doing this, and we read a lot about that fellow, because we are more than physical existence. We have that cultural existence, isn't it? And that's readable. This is what it is. Yes?
God said, thou seest them looking. They are the pictures in a bathhouse. They do not see.
You know the story of the bathtub?
No.
Okay. There is this public bath. You have seen it. It's a big stuff. And normally it's full of steam and nobody looks around and everything is gray somehow. Then you come out. This is the entrance and the exit, and over there are these cabinets and the places to sit down and dry yourself and relax a little bit and drink something and do this and that and that. Okay. When this stuff was made in old time, they wanted to decorate it. For this decoration, they were looking around what to do. They put the face of the human beings over there. The heroes, the Rustam, that fellow. So there are a lot of paintings of the people who are standing there and they have a face, and it's the decoration stuff. But the first time that the kid goes in, we see a lot of soldiers standing around and all of that. You should grow up to understand these are just paintings. They look like a human being, but they are not. Here, he will use that one to say, this is what it is. The people who are looking at you, these are not the real people. These are the picture of the people. They are not alive. Yes?
The form appears, O worshipper of form, as though its two dead eyes were looking. Thou art showing reverence before the eye of the image, saying, I wonder why it pays no regard to me. Wherefore is this goodly image very irresponsive, that it does not say alike in reply to my salam?
Yeah. And the fellow is in and say, I'm surprised. This fellow here is so stupid. I say salamu. He doesn't say alaikum. What is this? Yes.
It does not nod its head and moustache generously in regard to my having made 100 prostrations before it. God, though he does not nod the head outwardly in regard to that, bestows an inward delight, which is worth 200 noddings of the head. In this fashion, after all, do intellect and spirit nod the head. Thus serve the intellect in earnest. The regard of intellect is that it entreats righteousness. God does not nod the head to thee outwardly, but he makes thee a prince over the princes.
Yeah. You're looking at the movement of the head. Okay, there are some puppets which they have a loose head and they move their heads. So what? Don't you understand here the differences? Here you say, I'm talking about getting connected to that invisible part of the existence. Right at the beginning about this knowledge, we said, is beyond the logic, remember? Logic, yes, is there, the law of action and reaction here. But there is something beyond the logic. That's what we are talking about. That's the worthy stuff. Yes?
To thee, God gives secretly something that the people of the world bow down before thee. Just as he gave to a stone such virtue that it was honored by his creatures. Mm. That is to say, gold.
Yeah, that's the gift of God. He made this and that and that and that. There is one stuff which is magically attractive to everyone. That's the gold. What's the use of gold? Because it is a good stuff by itself, and this is some chemical stuff that is given to that one. The rest, they don't have it. So look around you. You will find this gold stuff. You will find the exceptional people that they could see the future, that they are transformed. They are not silly like all of us. Look around you, you will see them. This is what's happening. Yes.
A drop of water gained the favor of God, it becomes a pearl and bears away the palm from gold. The body is earth, and when God gave it a spark, it became adept like the moon in taking possession of the world. Beware, this is a talisman and a dead image. Its eye hath led the foolish astray from the path. It appears to wink. The foolish have made it their support.
Good. Look at me. This physical existence is the trick. It fools all of you. When you're looking at me, you think this is me. This is not me. I am my meaning. This is just a form. Look around you. When you're looking at the people, what do you see? The form, animal existence, their skin and their dress, and that's all you could see. Do you remember I said you could see a lot in this lady? You should be clever. You should know about psychology, sociology, blah, 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 all of that. Then you could read that book. It's not that a stupid fellow will look, or an animal will look at her and will understand all of that. These are the differences. So be careful. Understand that there is another level. There are the stupid people, they look around and they find something and they hang on it. You shouldn't do that. What was all of this about? Look at it. A long, long paragraph, which is just the guy who wants to drink, right? Look at the next paragraph. The guy now is transformed. He will ask the friend that, okay, pray for me, and it's a long, long paragraph, which will read, another long paragraph, because this story is a short story, the camel and the mule, but it's a very special one for Rumi. Remember that he brought in the Masnavi book as an example here. So, inshallah, next time the rest of it. Hasbro Khamunsh Bosh az Inqiyad Zir Zil Amr Shikho Ustad Var Nagar Che Mustahid Do Qabili Mazd Gerdi To Zilaf Kamili همز استعداد و مانی اگر سرکشی زستاد راز و با خبر سر کن در موز دوزی تو هنوز ورگوی بی سر و گردی پار دوز کوهن دوزن نگر بودیشان صبر و حلم جمله نوروزان شدندی هم به علم پس بکوشی و با آخر از کلال هم تو گویی خیش کل عقل و اقال همچون مرد مفلسف روز مرگ عقل را میدید بس بیبار و بر بیغرز میکرد آن دم اعتراف که از ذکافت راندیم از پس گذاف از غروری سر کشیدیم از رجال آشنا کردیم در بحر خیال آشنا هیچ از هم در بحر رو نیز اینجا چاره جز کشتی نو این چنین فرمود آن شاه رسول که منم کشتی در این دریای کل یا کسی کو در وسیلت‌های من شد خلیفه راستی بر جای من کشتی نوحیم در دریا که تا رو نگردانی ز کشتی ای فتا همچو کنان سوی هر کوهی مرو از نبی لا آسم الیوم شنو می نماید پست این کشتی ز بعد می نماید کوه فکرت بس بلند پس منگر هانهان این پست را بنگران فضل حق پیوست را در علو کوه فکرت کم نگر که یکی موجش کند زیر و زبر گر تو کنعانی نداری باورم گر دو صد چندین نصیحت پرورم گوش کنعان کی پذیرد این کلام که برو مهر خدای است و ختام که گذارد موعظه بر مهر حق کی بگرداند حد از حکم سبب لیک میگویم حدیث خوشپی بر امید آن که تو کنعان نمی آخرین اقرار خواهی کرد این همز اول روز آخر را ببین میتوانی دید آخر را مکن چشم آخر بینت را کور و کهن هر که آخر بین بود مسعودوار نبودش همدم زرفتن زره رفتن اصار گر نخواهردمی این خفت و خیز کن ز خاک پای مردی چشم تیز کهل دیده ساز خاک پاش را تا بیاندازی سر اوباش را که از این شاگردی و زین افتقار سوزنی باشی شوی تو ذوالفقار سرمه کن تو خاک هر بگزیده را هم بسوزد هم بسازد دیده را چشم و اشتر زان بود بس نور بار کو خورد از بحر نور چشم خواب اشتری را دید روزی استری چون که با او جمع شد در آخری گفت من بسیار می افتم برو در گریب و راه و در بازار و کو خاصه از بالای کو تا زیر کو در سرایم هر زمانی از شکو کم همی افتی تو در رو بحر چیست یا مگر خود جان پاکت دولتیست در سرایم هر دم و زانو زنم پوز زانو زن خطا و پرخون کنم کش شود پاران و رختم بر سرم و از مکاری هر زمان زخمی خورم همچو کم عقلی که از عقل تباه بشکند توبه به عقدم در گناه مسخره ابلیس گردد در زمان از ضعیفی رعی آن توبه شکن در سرایت هر زمان چون اسب لنگ که بود بارش گران و راه سنگ میخورد از قید بر سر زعب او از شکست توبه آن ادبار خود باز توبه میکند با رأی سوست دیو یک توف کرد و دوبش را سوست ضعف اندر ضعف و کبرش آنچنان که به خاری بنگرد در واصلان ای شتر که تو مثال مؤمنی کم فوتی در رو کم بینی زنی تو چه داری که چنین بیافتی بی اصاری و کمن در روفتی گفت گرچه هر سعادت از خداست در میان ما و تو بس فرق هاست Sarbulan naman, dushishman man bulan.